Community Conversations on 95.1 The Bull, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, joined now by Joel Knutson. He is the director of the Chickasaw County EMS Department. And Joel, we've got five years already, the fifth annual Rocky Mountain Oyster Fundraiser coming up on Saturday, March 14th. 5 years. Guys, anything special here to recognize the fifth year anniversary?
It's going to be another great year. We've had a ton of local businesses donate everything from baked goods to loads of rock to a quarter beef and everything in between. So the fundraiser is going to be a good time. Come on out. And like always, if Rocky Mountain oysters are your thing, we'll have plenty. And if they're not, then come out for the fellowship and the live auction items.
Give us the time, location, date, all that for this year's event.
Again, we'll be at Jericho Joe's Bar and Grill in Jericho, Iowa. Be starting to serve at 5 o'clock. The live auction will start at 6:30. Come early for a good seat and to view some of the auction items. And then also follow the event on our Facebook page that will have live updates of all of the auction items and everything that we'll have going on that night.
You've raised as much as $20,000, I believe, with previous events. What kind of a goal do you have this year?
Well, you know, honestly, the year we raised $20,000 was just unbelievable, the amount of support we had for that. You know, if we can do that again or continue to do anything close to that every year, we're very, very grateful to all of the support that we get. You know, talking to the Alta Vista Fire Department, they're looking at replacing one of their fire engines, replacing a 1988 fire engine. So, you know, that truck has had a lot of service over the years, and it's time to upgrade a little bit. And on the EMS side, there, you know, there's always projects. We're looking at replacing another ambulance in a couple years. Immediately, the funds that we're hoping to get this year are going to go towards purchasing a new ventilator. That the ventilators we have are good, they're doing a good job, but we want to purchase a ventilator that is a little bit more pediatric friendly for our youngest patients, that can help be a little bit more lung protective for those kiddos versus the ventilators that we have. So hopefully with another good year of support, we should have all of the fundraised dollars that we need to make that purchase and not have to put anything of that back on the taxpayers.
Again, we're talking with Joel Knutson, Director of Chickasaw County EMS. And Joel, you alluded to it, and I guess I was a little remiss when we started talking about the Rocky Mountain Oyster Fundraiser. It is a fundraiser for Chickasaw County EMS and the Alta Vista Firefighters Association, and you guys kind of split the proceeds 50-50?
We do, yep, we do. It's a good group. We work together on calls quite frequently. We're all very, you know, very familiar with each other, so it only makes sense that we do a fundraiser together and continue to build that camaraderie that we have between all of our emergency services departments in this county.
Now, are you guys still looking for donations for live auction items?
You know, we would never turn anything away, certainly not. If you have something that you'd like to donate, we would certainly be very grateful to take that. And just as, you know, as a reminder, anything donated to this event is all tax, is able to be used for a tax donation on the donator's part.
Now, is there a cost for the to eat?
Nope.
Is free will donation or how's
free
that
will donation. Yep, free will donation. We do ask that if you come, be patient with us because we can only cook so much at a time and snack on the homemade potato chips that we have while we try to keep everybody well fed. And like I said, even if it isn't your thing, come on out for the fellowship and the atmosphere.
How many people are you guys prepared to feed on Saturday the 14th?
We usually see around 200 people come through, either staying for the auction, coming and going, and I spend most of my time back in the kitchen, so I don't get to see hardly any of them. But once in a while, I'll have somebody poke their head back into the kitchen and give me a thumbs up or wave, and that's cool. You know, it's good to see everybody come out and support our local departments. It's good to interact with them. I wish I could talk to everybody and shake everybody's hand that night, but it's just not a reality. But my wife a wife of one of the firemen in Alta Vista, they run the auction table, so they get to see a lot of people and get to talk, and which is great. That's what it's all about, just coming out and getting to support our local emergency services and getting to have some good fellowship in the mix.
And Joel, what's the best way? You mentioned some Facebook pages that people should check out, for the latest in the live auctions and any other updates that might come along with the event.
So if you follow us, Chickasaw County EMS, on our Facebook page, there's information on there. If you follow the Alta Vista Fire Department's Facebook page, there's information on there. Either way, you'll find everything, the link to the event. And hope to see everybody out March 14th, starting at 5 o'clock.
Again, that's at Jericho Joe's, the 5th Annual Rocky Mountain Oyster Fundraiser to benefit the Alta Vista Fire Department and Chickasaw County EMS. Now, you guys launched this event before you actually launched the ambulance service in Chickasaw County on January of 2023. Just past the third-year anniversary for the ambulance service itself. How do you assess how this unit has grown?
It's been really good. We're over halfway through our current 2080 agreement with the cities. Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been over 3 years already since we've been in service. A lot of good success with, a lot of positive patient outcomes. It's gotten to the point where, as a director, I feel like there's less and less that's grabbing my attention, and I'm getting to do more and more with our crews, with our personnel, with our board, with all of the things. It's really nice that all of our employees are, kind of finding their own, and we're just getting into this good working matrix with each other that's really paying dividends well.
So you're saying it only took you just a little over 3 years to work out all the kinks?
Yeah, I'm a slow learner, but yeah, 100%. And I wouldn't even say the kinks are all out, but they're less.
All right. Joel Knutson, Director of Chickasaw County EMS. Joel, thanks for the time and the update, and we'll look forward to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Fundraiser again Saturday, March 14th at Jericho Joe's, starting at 5 o'clock. Any final words there?
No, thanks for having me on this morning, and I hope to see everybody out there.
All right, our community conversation again brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, 95.1 The Bull.